This is live from the Port Townsend Film Festival, KPTZ, and we have Shaz Bennett here and Charlie Berman.
And Buzzy Donahue, who is my wing person, or am I your wing person?
No, I'm your wing right now.
Okay, cool. So Shaz Bennett directed Alaska is a Drag, and geez, I don't want to be the one to explain this. Just kind of give me a caps about what this is about.
Okay. Hi. I mean, I felt like Alaska is a Drag. You always describe it as if Rocky and Hedwig had a love child and left him to survive in Alaska. So
okay,
I don't know if
okay,
that makes
so
any
we,
sense.
We can maybe be a tad more specific.
I mean, it's a film about a kid who's an aspiring drag queen who is working in a fish cannery in Alaska, and he gets beat up a lot because he's not fitting in the gender norms, and he learns to fight back. So it's an underdog story, and it's sort of loosely, strangely based on my life. I'm from Utah originally, and Utah is one of those states that's just like stunningly gorgeous. Seven national parks, but it can be kind of isolating and dangerous if you don't quite fit in the right place. And I worked at a fish cannery in Alaska, and I found a lot of folks like that, so I decided to make a movie about them because I was looking for them my whole life.
Well, I think that theme of not fitting in is one that we all can relate to no matter, you know.
Exactly.
And it's whenever you can tell a story about how someone handles that, it makes us all stronger.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he and his sister, you could look at them socioeconomically, they're, you know, kind of deprived, but they just create all this magic, and there's a lot of magical realism in the film. There's the Northern Lights come down and dance with them, and they're walking on paths and creating, like, the dandelions come off their heels, and, like, it's a, you know, it's you create your own magic is kind of what I was ultimately trying to say with the film.
Right, but the hero of the film has two avocations, drag competition and boxing. I mean,
yeah.
Are there people who are really that diverse?
I think so. I mean, I wanted to explore gender, and that was like one of the things I really wanted to explore is like masculine. I grew up with four brothers. I grew up hiking, camping, and running, and there comes a point in you. It's sort of like, oh, masculine's better, feminine's better. And when I talked to the actor, Martin Washington, I cast him in the short film that I made first. And, you know, it's very much of his life, too. Like, when we met, he felt like, you know, he does drag. His dad didn't think he was masculine enough and, like, asked him to, like, learn to box. And but they're sort of, like, stereotypically masculine, feminine versus, like, drag queens and boxers to me are sort of the mirror images of each other in that they're masculine and feminine in a way that doesn't even exist in real life, you know?
That's brilliant. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
So there's a twin sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just got to ask, but the actress who plays the twin sister has the same last name. Is
yeah.
it related?
They are not related.
Well,
but
it's Washington, so it's kind of almost a dumb question,
It's
right?
kind of interesting because Maya Washington, who plays the twin sister, she's just a huge YouTube star. Like, she does, her name's Shameless Maya on YouTube. She's just a superstar in that platform. And Martin, the actor, turned me on to her, and they share the same ethnicity. They're both half African American and half Filipino, and they share the same last name, but they're not related. One is from Toronto, one's from Philadelphia.
Okay.
So is this your first director?
This is my first feature film.
Feature film?
Yeah, I've directed a bunch of short films, uh-huh. and I write in television. I write on a show called Bosch on Amazon.
Oh, no kidding.
And
that is like a fantastic show.
It's
watched every one.
It's a great show, yeah.
Binge it. It's
oh,
really
good.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. And
I
direct in television too, but this was my first feature film, yeah.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So that's really interesting because the whole streaming thing, it makes... makes TV a bit more like books. So a new season of Bosch comes out, and I start it on Friday, and I finish it on like Saturday morning.
And then everyone wants it to come right back, and it takes us a year to make it.
but it's the same thing with a Stephen King book. Stephen King comes out with a book, and I sit down and I read it.
Or a Michael Connelly book.
Right. But it's just you can read a book and watch a TV show, and it's like really very cool. When you create these shows, do you have that in mind, that people are going to just sit down and watch them all at once?
Well, because we're on Amazon, we make a 10-hour movie. All 10 come out at the same time, so we do definitely plot for 10 hours. But there's certain shows. I love Bosch, and I think if you binge it, you can see a lot, but I actually wish people would take a little more time with it, because I think sometimes we spend a lot of time, and much in the way any artist would say, and I think I did in my feature film too, where it's like you put a lot of time into every shot, every word, every moment, every plot, every prop that someone's using, and you want someone to like pay attention,
Writers say the same thing. They'll get feedback where I read it in one night, and it's like, it took me 2 years, and you read it in one night.
Yeah. And sometimes
as long as they're reading it or watching it, I'm really happy for that.
But you skim ahead with books. I know that I do. I don't usually skim ahead with TV shows. Because it's a little, dumb.
It's hard.
Okay, did we say when you could see this film again?
Okay.
Well, tonight at 9:15
at the
Key City Theater,
and Sunday at 3:15 in the afternoon at the Rose Theater, and that's when things start slowing down, so you have no excuse to not go to that one.
That's right.
Okay, so Shaz Bennett, thank you for
coming
in.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. It's been really lovely. Port Townsend is gorgeous.
Oh, would you like to do an ID for us? Could you say your name and our radio station, KPTZ?
KPTZ? Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Shaz Bennett. I'm the writer and director of Alaska is a Drag, and you're listening to KPTZ.
Perfect.
Right on.
Thanks so much.